tell me, let's go back a little bit. Tell me how you started with this. Did you start with adults? Did you start your background in music, and what made you decide, I really want to corral children together and make them sing Italian?
That's a very interesting question, actually. I've never asked it of myself. Doing children's choruses was a very sort of serendipitous thing. Just sort of happened. Someone asked me to start a group of girls back in the mid-70s, and we did. And now I have six choirs of girls in a metro-wide choral organization. And with the opera company, I was wearing several hats at the beginning. They needed an accompanist, so I started that. And then I was coaching and accompanying and singing. And then we needed a children's chorus for Hansel and Gretel, and the
Ah,
rest is history.
sure, gotcha. Do you do a lot of operas? Well, I mean the ones that have children's chorus.
Yes, right. And it's a fairly steady program now. The repertory, there'll be one maybe a season,
What are the
or a
kids?
solo voice or two.
Gotcha. With the kids that, I mean, since they're not singing all the time, are they in other choruses throughout the rest of the year when they're not singing in a particular
Some of them
production?
are. Yes. Most of them are. I usually go to the choral organizations for children to find them because it's really a little easier for me if they have some training
Sure.
and they also understand the discipline of preparation and performance
Sure.
and they have experience in repertory, styles, languages, and so on.
Beyond the singing, do you also direct their staging and their acting when they're moving, especially during the first scene in Tosca when they're dancing up on the
Isn't it
top
wonderful?
levels? Oh, it's great.
Well, of course, children's energy just takes over. No, the director for the production handles all the staging. But prior to that, during my preparation time, which is to teach them the music, the language, we talk about how operas are made and some of the detail of the opera they're singing, of course, and who they are and what they're doing. We talk about the basics. What's upstage, downstage? How do you cross right, left? We talk about the expectations they're going to have in terms of what they want them to do on stage and so on. So it is sort of a ground zero preparation. Some of them will come back and do a second or third opera with me, providing their voices hold out
Don't
and don't
change.
change. And then they get a little more experienced and it becomes easier. But generally speaking, the majority of them have not had that kind of experience. So we do try to put that all together.
For your year-round choruses, rather than just the big productions, do you have trouble finding music? Do you have trouble finding repertory, or can you adapt other music into
Both.
children's choruses?
Right. Of course, the children's choral literature repertory is vast, and we do pick and choose, but there is much material to choose from. I do some writing of my own for them, and also I love having them sing from the opera literature. So basically, I'll find those that are written for them, and if they can be extracted, and we'll do them that way, or I'll try to adjust a little bit so that they can do the appropriate material for them.
Well, that brings up another point. Since you've been doing this for so many years, working with kids, have you had any kids become professional adult singers?
They are moving on. Yes, I have a couple of them I know of, and a couple of ladies who are now in the profession doing beautiful work in music theater and in the classical music life,
That must be exciting.
recitals and operas and so on. It is exciting, it's thrilling. And some go on to teaching, and that's wonderful. I mean, we need to keep training and keep those singers coming.
Do you find it's difficult instilling discipline into a 9 or an 11-year-old as far as stop running around backstage
There are
or
moments, but no, I really don't. We start with the premise that it is a professional experience and the expectations are high. And I think they slow, although it isn't something they know immediately because they don't have that to relate to. But they do once we start working in the rehearsals with them. And of course, I have an agenda. That there is a certain conduct that we do at all times, and within their abilities to be able to do that, we do very, very well. We talk about the complicated staging and sets and all the music and the tremendous amount of effort that all the singers are making. And we look around and see all of these things in detail. And they get the picture.
Yeah.
And they do understand that it is it's compressed, you see. We have to do it rather quickly.
Right.
And so that's one thing, because I can keep their focus a short time.
Sure.
It really
sure.
does. And once they come into performance, it's such a thrill. You know, they are just so divinely inspired by all
absolutely.
Of that.
Yeah. And they're so sparkly also.
They are.
In a production like this, the kids add so much, especially toward, you know, the end of the first act where they're dancing and so
they're
sparkly.
Handled very well. Yes, right.
Yeah.
And they were given some wonderful things to do.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask you, is there any language that's easier to teach than others to kids? Any foreign language, singing in a particular
Italian
language?
Is easiest.
Is it?
Right.
Because it flows?
Or? Right. And the vowels are so pure.
Mm-hmm.
Although in the Midwest, we don't use our mouths quite that way. It's difficult to sometimes get the extent of what we want.
Gotcha.
But within the realm of possibilities, given that we do this in a few weeks and so on, and that's why I say having them come from some of those other choir backgrounds does help, because they've been exposed to it in the past. They've already sung Latin, and sometimes they have sung German or Italian.
Sure.
Sometimes French, but not often.
Is that the most difficult, is French?
Probably, at these ages, yes.
Mm-hmm. Because of all the nuances.
Right.
And,
right.
Yeah.
And we have sung in Russian. I've done some of that, too.
Really?
And that takes a little doing, too. But they all get it so easily, because children are so open. They have no, they're I call them blank pages. They have yet to be written upon in terms of perhaps their bias about things or languages included.
Mm-hmm.
So they're very open and receptive, and their ears are extremely quick. And so they pick that up readily. And once they learn it forever. And what I love about it is they're humming the tunes weeks later in the schools and wherever. And mom or dad will say, well, they're still singing Tosca. Or,
oh,
you know, and they do. And then they know all the music that goes before it and after it, because they hear it as they prepare and are waiting for their cues. They sing right along. It's
wonderful. That's really neat.
It is true.
Well,
and you see, we make friends forever.
Sure.
These are young people who will love the opera. And it has a ripple effect. They bring mom and grandma and the relatives and the cousins and the friends and so on. Then they all go home thinking opera's okay, too. And they'll keep coming back and bringing friends and relatives and so on. It's marvelous. It's
Absolutely.
Marvelous.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome.